Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger is here. She's the president of Unity Marketing, a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? She's written at least something under 25 or 30 books. They're sold under a billion copies across the galaxy, including Put the Lux Back in Luxury and Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, Let Them Eat Cake, that's another example, and on, several of them. And also, one of my favorites is her mini book, What Do Henrys Want? She'll tell us about that in a minute. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's wonderful to have you, but I think you were a little exaggerated my production.
Hyperbole is no part of my life at all, Pam. Hey, so Shops at Pop, is that the new one?
Yeah, that's my new one. That's about retail. So it's written about and for specialty independent retailers that live on Main Street and how to bring shoppers back.
And she's the expert in that area, folks. So, all right, we're going to mix one of my favorite topics and one of my least favorite topics. I love talking about millennials. I have no interest in weddings.
But
when you put them together, it's fascinating. So tell us what you found.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact is that millennials, the millennial generation, just doesn't see the importance or the relevance of weddings and marriage in their lifestyles. And I mean, the statistics are really phenomenal about how few people, I mean, in 1960, about 72% of adults, almost, you know, 3/4 of adults were married. And today it's only about 50% of adults.
Wow.
And, you know, so the whole culture has been shifting, but it's been particularly noticeable among millennials. I mean, they are the age now. They're you know, the average age of weddings is just under 30, 25 to 30
for the first
marriage, and they are just not getting married anywhere near as actively or as heavily as you know, previous generations, and it's been dropping dramatically since just 2000. So, you know,
I talked to friends of mine who have millennial children, and it's, I mean, here's a typical conversation. You know, tell me about your kids. I said, well, I've got a 33-year-old daughter who's been living, she and her partner have been living together for 6 years, and then I've got a 30-year-old son who doesn't have a girlfriend, you know, and so there, you know, he's not even in a relationship at 30. And this is very common these days. I mean, my generation, almost everybody was married by the time they were 25.
Right.
Most of us in college, right? And it's what you did. I bet you $100 the average age of a first child for a baby boomer generation is under 25.
I'm sure. Yes, it is. Definitely. And today it's over 30.
Which look at how that changes. I mean, and when we talk about this, folks, we're not lamenting anything necessarily. We're not being judgmental. This changes the demographic impact of that on everything, on workforce, on education, on the economy, on society, on humanity. This has an impact, doesn't it? This is out of the norm for generations, for millennia.
Right. It's true. And you know, when we look at, you know, the thing that is sort of troubling to me, I mean, most troubling to me in the statistics, is if you look at the people who will, I mean, the fact is that people who are married benefit from marriage. They benefit economically. Mm-hmm. They also benefit significantly in health. You know, they're happier. They live a more fulfilled life. They live longer and so on. And the people in our culture who are getting married are the people who are already likely to be higher, in a higher economic group. The people who would benefit most from marriage, which are the underprivileged, lower income people, are the ones that are abandoning marriage at a much greater rate. And that, I mean, you know, that is a sociological issue that is very troubling. And you know, and it's and the ethnicity is also, you know, they're just abandoning marriage, you know, lock, stock, and barrel. And you know, I think they're paying a huge price.
Well, it's
for
also
that.
It's also affecting home ownership in America.
Yeah. Oh,
especially. That's another major shift. But you know, in some ways, though, Pam, there is an area where we're to blame for some of this, and that is we told them they need to go to college. We allowed them to borrow the money, and I say we, I mean our society, not necessarily you or
generation.
Me or somebody else. I allowed them to borrow the money. We allowed them to not work while they went to college, and borrow the money to live on, and then they graduated owing a house. They can't buy a new house because they already owe a house on an education that's not fulfilling their financial or the professional justification. They can't get a job that justifies. Or their education won't justify the job they want, I guess I should say.
That's right. And, you know, another factor,
that's an indictment of the education system. The colleges, when the student loans came out, the colleges started ramping up their fees and their tuitions, and a pox on them for what they did on that.
I agree. You know, I mean, another factor that is, you know, and this is from research that was done with millennials. I mean, asking them about their likelihood to get married. And one of the interesting findings in the survey is that millennials are delaying, they're delaying marriage because they feel that they can't afford it. And you know, I think in this social media age where everybody's got to post everything on Facebook, I mean, you know, weddings are expected now to be extravagant. The average spending on weddings in 2016, and I mean, this is a shocking number, was $35,000.
Wow. But the millennials didn't pay that, though, right? The old man paid that, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know who
pays. I mean, millennials don't pay $30,000 for their own wedding. I don't see that happening. Do you?
No, definitely.
Somebody else paid for it, but the point we're making is, why didn't they use that $30,000 and pay off their loans and let them elope? That's what I would say.
I know. I mean, and any parent was going to say that to their children. It's like, don't throw all this money away on one day. Save it for when you really need it.
There's something about them that affects marriages and their attitude toward marriages, weddings, and many other things. We're going to talk more about this with Pam Danziger, Unity Marketing. Is that right? .com?
Online.
UnityMarketingOnline.com. That's where you can find her book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.